Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by John Deere and the National Corn Growers Association. They're friends and supporters and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. President Reagan once said the nearest thing to eternal life we will ever see on this earth is government programs. Government programs not only survive, they thrive. They just get bigger. We have a $19 trillion debt today, and many of the candidates for president don't even talk about it. Bernie Sanders gets a prize for wanting to spend more than anyone else. To deal with our unsustainable growing debt, that would require raising taxes or cutting popular programs. That's no way to buy votes. Pollsters have been asking voters, what are the most important issues to them? Government spending comes in number one. A Rasmussen poll found that 66% of voters think the nation is headed in the wrong direction. Although our annual deficit has been slowly declining the last 6 years, it is now headed back up again. Granted, we had a severe recession, but since President Obama came in, our national debt has more than doubled. We are obligated to pay that $19 trillion back. And that burden will fall on the shoulders of our children and grandchildren. Our debt was 39% of GDP in 2008. Today, it has climbed to 73.6% and rising. Look at the world today. Not very healthy. As irresponsible as we are, we're better off than most other countries. Look at the countries that are in trouble. Venezuela tops the list. In Europe, Greece is only hanging in there because the rest of Europe threw them a life raft. Brazil and Argentina are struggling. What do these suffering countries have in common? Too much debt. Debt that they may not be able to repay. Why should we go down that road to oblivion? We don't have to. Half of the growth in our spending the last 10 years has gone to two programs, Social Security and Medicare. And it's shocking to acknowledge that the payment on our national debt, which is $223 billion last year, is expected to rise to $772 billion in 2025. I don't think it's unreasonable to deal with this problem now. It'll only get worse. Failure to control debt can destroy a business, can bankrupt your farm or your family. Tell our politicians to show some courage and fix it. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.